Cuomo spent election season berating President Trump and his policies, including at this appearance at a church in Brooklyn.
And I have a message for the president. Mr. Trump, I've known you for 30 years. You may be a slick salesman who fooled many people in this country, but you didn't fool me and you didn't fool New Yorkers.
And he vowed that New York would lead the resistance to the president and his policies.
We are going to fight back. We are going to say to this president, we are better as a people than you think we are.
But Cuomo, after a lunch at the White House, tempered his criticism and said he had a good meeting with Trump, including talking about improvements now being made at LaGuardia Airport and the ongoing renovations at Penn Station. Trump has blocked federal funding for an underground rail line between Penn Station in Manhattan and Newark, New Jersey, known as the Gateway Project. And Cuomo is trying to get the president to change his mind. Cuomo's now pointing out areas of agreement with the president.
The president is skeptical of government construction contracts. I am skeptical of government construction contracts.
Cuomo says he promised Trump that if New York could build the tunnel, he'd use what he considers to be a successful public-private partnership model that he employed to rebuild the former Tappan Zee Bridge, now the Mario Cuomo Bridge, on the thruway over the Hudson River.
I think it's fair to say that the meeting was a positive meeting. I think it's fair to say that the president was receptive to what we were talking about.
The governor concedes, though, that he did not get a firm commitment from Trump to help fund the project. In the past, the funding has been tied to an agreement to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, something Cuomo continues to disagree with. And the governor says Democrats in Congress should not vote for funding the tunnel if they would also have to vote to fund the wall. Cuomo acknowledges that he and the president have been highly critical of one another, and they still have basic political differences. But he says the issue of building the tunnel and improving infrastructure is bigger than politics. President Trump has also had unkind words to say about Cuomo. On Twitter, Trump chided the governor last summer for misspeaking when Cuomo said America was never that great. Trump said Cuomo was having a total meltdown and that the governor's political career was over. But on Wednesday, Trump was equally as cordial as Cuomo in a statement released by the White House after the meeting, saying the president cares deeply for his home state of New York and always appreciates the opportunity to engage with the governor on issues important to the state and region. Cuomo's worked in recent days to tamp down speculation that he might like to have the president's job in 2020, saying in several radio interviews that he prefers to focus on being governor and is not running for president. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.